Social Venture Capital. These global funds would have as their main task the scaling up of proven solutions. When a technology and an implementation strategy have been verified, the relevant fund would be the guarantor of follow-up action commensurate with the challenge. Yet we also need seed funding to find solutions in the first place, a kind of social venture capital financing for early-stage problem-solving. This is the ideal role for fast-moving and creative private foundations, which can take risks with their own money in ways that public funding agencies find much harder to do. It was the role played by the Rockefeller Foundation in championing the Green Revolution in the 20th century. It can be the role played by the Gates Foundation and other partners in the 21st century. Even with Bill Gates's vast wealth, the foundation by itself can't finance the scaling up of solutions at a global level. The Gates Foundation has been spending a bit more than $1 billion per year in recent years, and this will rise by $2 billion to $3 billion per year with the recent infusion of funds from Warren Buffett. Still, even with these vast sums, the global needs across poverty, disease, climate, energy systems, and population will be in the hundreds of billions of dollars per year, vastly beyond the means of even the largest private foundations. The real work of great foundations lies elsewhere, in spearheading the search for solutions. This can come in the form of basic science, such as the Gates Foundation funding for vaccine and drug research and development. It can also come in the form of innovative delivery approaches, such as a Gates Foundation project to provide comprehensive malaria control in Zambia in order to learn about practical implementation strategies. Once the solutions are identified, however, then the larger-scale capacity of government-backed global funds would have to finance the scale-up of these solutions. If the Gates Foundation, with its financial weight, can promote new discoveries in science, technology, and implementation strategies for the poor, and can continue to inspire other philanthropic donors, as it has done with Warren Buffett, the chances for the Gates Foundation to make world-changing contributions and then mobilize government funding to take its discoveries to scale are indeed very high. Many other foundations and philanthropists, by operating with insight, creativity, and boldness, can also make their mark on the history of sustainable development. Funding for R&D. One of the greatest unmet challenges is a mechanism to support basic scientific research for sustainable development at a level and allocation across sectors that is commensurate with global needs. Raising money for global public goods is hard enough. Raising funds for scientific research and technology development is harder still when the targets of the research are for global needs, not national economic advantage or private profits. The world can mobilize, with some difficulty, billions of dollars to support actual service delivery, but it has had an extremely daunting time in mobilizing support for the research and development of needed technologies. The issue here is not one of principle, for example, a free market opposition to public financing of science. Even staunch free market economies invest heavily in national science and technology. The issue is much more practical. How to mobilize global funds for global purposes when the target of the funding is the world's poor or the global commons, such as improved conservation of biodiversity, management of the high seas, or sustainable energy technologies that will be difficult to patent. The problems are threefold. First, the multilateral financing agencies, such as the World Bank, are not well staffed with research scientists. Second, the national research agencies, such as the National Institutes of Health in the United States, are charged with addressing national rather than international concerns. There is a National Cancer Institute, for example, but not an Institute for Tropical Infectious Diseases. And third, there is the problem of cost-sharing among the potential funding agencies. Global public goods require pooled financing, and free riding is pervasive. There is no easy fix. In each area of concern, an international science committee should evaluate promising areas for R&D and make recommendations on the allocation of research funds. Such R&D committees are needed for disease control, agriculture, climate science, sustainable energy, water management technologies, and biodiversity monitoring and conservation. the Gates Foundation and the World Health Organization could take the lead on convening the panel on health issues. The Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the Food and Agriculture Organization could take the lead on agriculture. The UN Environment Program and the UN Development Program could take the lead on water and biodiversity conservation. There is no single champion in any area. The pressing need, however, is to get started.